Hello. So today is February 25th, Saturday, here in Taipei, Taiwan. Now, yesterday I sent you an email. What we're discussing here is the Sovereignty Displacement video, which is a portion of the cartoon video that we're doing. So I sang, let's take the Sovereignty Displacement video with, with the three columns, Qing Dynasty and Japan, USA, and then, of course, all the dates on the left. Let's take that out and make a separate video for that. And then that'll be good, too. I can also have that as a separate video, which I can post to YouTube. But, of course, it will be part of the cartoon video. You know how that works. So, as I said, I decided I better put some voiceover there. Otherwise, really, people probably won't understand it. You know, different people, they have different levels of knowledge about this whole Taiwan sovereignty issue. So, I better explain it. So I've got a voiceover script. Now you can see here, these files are all in Taiwan Basic Com, and then there's a / REC-TEMP, and then there's a / MABO, M-A-B-O, and then / Displace, D-I-S-P-L-A-C-E, / Cartoon. And then these voiceovers I put in the voiceover subdirectory. So the whole file for that is displacevoiceover.docx. Okay, that's that one. And then I made the notes to how to put all this together. I made the notes in a similar file, which is same subdirectory there, and displacevoiceo-add. .docx. Okay. And any graphics that are mentioned there should be all inside the cartoon subdirectory. Beneath that, there's a graphics subdirectory. I put all those in there. And then the two voiceovers that I had people do, one is a man, one is a woman. I uploaded that to the voiceover subdirectory. And I was thinking maybe the one the lady did, which is Taiwan-Display 2, an MP3 file. Maybe it's kind of too fast. I don't know if it'd be suitable to sort of slow it down a little bit. So let's go back to the Microsoft Word file, which discusses how to put all this together. Let's go back to the displacevoiceo-add.docx. Okay, so starting off here, I have a date on the file. I said today is February 24th. Obviously, I finished that file yesterday. Insert SDA intro JPG. That's like the, final scene in the... the video, the Sovereignty Displacement video. It's like the final scene when the dates and the three columns are all there. And then on top of that, you have that shown first for a second or so. And then on top of that, put this other file, which says Sovereignty Displacement Analysis. Okay? So sort of overlay that, and if the colors don't work, maybe you can sort of change the colors on the lettering. I'm not sure if the colors look good on top of that JPG file, or if you need to sort of change the coloring. But of course, in Taiwan, you don't want to use red for something. You try to avoid red, and try. It would be better if you kind of avoid blue, because blue is like the old guard. and red is the commies. So we try to sort of avoid those sometimes if we can. Okay, so then here I have the times. Like here I say approximately 11 minutes 10 seconds. Of course, that's referring to where this is in your cartoon video version 2. But like I say, we'll want to take all this out and make it into a separate sovereignty displacement analysis video. But that's where it is now. So I'm giving you a reference point. And the thing is, you have the dates coming down the left side of the screen. And then there are four points that are most significant. So I had the voiceover artist read those, you know, Those are 1895, October 25th, 1945, April 28th, 1952, and then today. Okay. And then here, before the Qing Dynasty column is shown, you have this paragraph which needs to be put in. So you'll have to wait there on screen. You sort of have to be waiting there on screen with nothing moving too much. And you have this, historically speaking, from the mid-1890s to the present, blah, blah, blah. And I have two different type styles here. I don't know if you can see those, but I have a Times New Roman for one of the people reading the video and reading the voiceover. And I have another, what's this called? Calibri, another style for the other person. Okay, so then you come down here. And when I say the sovereignty over territory has two components, then you should insert that graphic as a full screen. Sovereignty-2itembeige.png. You should put that on there full screen, because here I'm talking about how sovereignty has two components. So you hold that for a second or so, or a second and a half at least. And they're reading this. The first component is exercise of control. The second component is legal ownership. So you should hold that graphic, sovereignty, SOV-2ITEMBEIGE. You should hold that at least till they're done reading this first component, second component. Okay, then I say in your original cartoon video that you did at about 11:15, the Qing Dynasty column starts to come in. So the voiceover is, let's look at column one, blah, blah, blah. And then this is labeled as D1. So by the time the voiceover artist is saying this is labeled as D1, you should be putting the D1 label on the screen. And on May 8th, 1895, at that point, you can put the date, the May 8th, 1895, you can put that on the screen. So for each column, it's the same. When the voiceover person mentions the date, then you can have the date coming out there. And when they mention this is labeled as, and then you have the label covering over that little date. Okay, so basically it just goes like that, and you're sort of coordinating what the voiceover person says with what you're displaying on the screen. Okay? So for example, here I say, this is an important fact that is completely misinterpreted by many researchers who deal with Taiwan. And I saw at this point in your original video, it's the point in your video, which is about 11:29. That's just reference for you. Okay. And then you're adding additional voiceover here. You're stopping. You're holding what you have on the screen. You're adding additional voiceover. In regard to the disposition of territory, it's important to note that treaty specifications, blah, 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 blah. And then going down in your original portion of this sovereignty displacement analysis at about 11:33, he goes, let's look at column three. So with the Japanese surrender ceremonies, October 25th, 1945, so that, you know, at that point, your October 25th, 1945 has already come on the screen. And then this is labeled as D3, and then you have that on there. So it just sort of goes like that. So then you have some ending voiceover, which is like, so, after overviewing this four displacements of sovereignty over Taiwan territory in the last 125 years, what is our conclusion? Our conclusion must be that, legally speaking, blah, blah, blah. That's like the end there. And then I say pause for like 2 seconds. And then I wanted to add an ending. You know, I added a beginning with a still shot of the whole chart and overlay and of the lettering. Now I want to add an ending, and I used a different style of lettering and then references. I want to have references on here. You know, it's just more and more apparent to me people have no knowledge of these laws of war things and what happens with all this and whole displacement of sovereignty. They think you're making this up or something. So my friend said, you better just go ahead and put all the references there. So at this point, I said, let's go to the insular video that we did. And let's use that style. So starting here with the Banner Burke 74, which is a JPG file. Starting here, we just go to that insular area thing. You have a bigger piece where you can put text. You have that on the left. And then on the right, you see some scenery. And then sort of towards the bottom, you have an additional picture or something there that changes. And the background is like, you know, clouds and stuff of this whole thing. It's like clouds. And then on the bottom, you have this, on the bottom of the screen, you have this nice, you know, U.S. patriotic kind of coloring, red, white, and blue. That's all very nice. Maybe you could sort of use a slightly different background sky. Maybe you can use a little bit different background sky. But that whole effect is what we can use. So first, you can put this military government and martial law graphic on the top of the screen. And then there's text for that. Held by conquest, and then you roll that off the screen. And next comes up this Supreme Court cases, and here I have a graphic similar to what we had before. It's header-SUP-CT-PAT, and that's a JPG file. So use the screen roll-up effect similar to what you had in the insular file, 5 minutes 44 seconds to about 6 minutes 45 seconds. So you have that header on the screen, which here will be U.S. Supreme Court cases. And then the lettering is on the screen, and then it rolls up behind the header. You know, it rolls up behind the header. And that's a very nice effect. And then I said, you know, the format of the insular film is used here. You've got the background, the left side, the right side, etc., with small picture there on the right side. And then I've separated into separate screens. And the first one, see, the first screen, your title is this graphic, which is header-SUP-CT-PAT, which is a JPG file. That's your header on the page. And then in the first section of text, in situations of military conquest, it is the conqueror who displaces blah, blah, blah. The following quotations are notable. Then you roll that off the screen up behind the header, right? And you start the next one. The conquered inhabitants pass under a temporary allegiance to the conqueror and are bound by such laws, blah, 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 all the way in its stead. And then you have Fleming versus Page, 1850. Okay, that's on the screen. That's on the screen. Give them enough time to read that. And then that rolls up behind the Supreme Court cases header. And the next one is, we adopt the language of Chief Justice Marshall, blah, 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 blah. And down under there it says U.S. versus Chavez, 1895. I have like a well, when typing it, it's like two hyphens. So two hyphens equal a dash. I have a little dash and a space before the name of the Supreme Court cases. And then the next, that rolls off the screen. And the next one, if a portion of the country be taken and held a conquest of war, the conqueror, blah, blah, blah. And then you have the dash, U.S. versus Wong Kim Ark, 1898. That rolls off the screen. Then you have the local government being destroyed. The conqueror may set up its own authority. McLeod versus U.S., 1913. And that rolls off the screen. The right of one belligerent to occupy and govern the territory, blah, blah, blah. From the right to conquer, Dooley versus U.S., 1901. But that rolls off the screen. And then the last one is longer. The last one is longer, so you may have to sort of slowly roll it up, you know, giving the person watching the video enough time to read it. So you're slowly rolling it up, and then it's Door versus U.S. 1904. And like I said, you have this is in the left side of the screen, similar to what we did on the Insular file, beginning about 5 minutes, 44 seconds. And then you have those right side images towards the right side and toward the bottom. So here are a selection of right side images which you could use. And one of those is a what we call a collage, the U.S.-Air Force, which is a JPG. You could take individual pictures out of there, take maybe two or three. You know, because they're talking about conquest. So, of course, in the United States method of conquest, airplanes, especially bombers, attack. Airplanes are very important. Okay, and then the rest of these. And, of course, you don't want to go through these too quickly, but, I don't know, a second or two for each. You can sort of change. And you could, you know, the right side there, the picture more on the bottom of the right side, it doesn't have to be, you know, coordinated with your text on the left side. It could just be, you know, it's on there for a second or two, and then you do another one. And it's on there for a second or two. Yeah, so you have the stuff rolling up on the left side. And then you have the pictures on the right side. And they're kind of independent. You know, they're not really, you know, at the same time, you know, moving around. So that's what I'm saying. And then further comments. The last page here, which is like page 7. Further comments on the sovereignty displacement video. And I just mentioned that. It's when your date comes in, and then your label comes in. So you should have the date on there coming in first. And you can coordinate that with what the voiceover person is saying. And then the display of the labels can come when the voiceover artist is saying, this is labeled as whatever. Okay, and then, I don't know, I suppose this is your effect. The current film, this portion of the sovereignty displacement analysis is kind of jerky, you know, it's kind of it's kind of vibrating or kind of, you know, unsteady, stably around. So I suppose that's one kind of effect that can be made into a film, but I showed it to a couple people. They said it probably not suitable for this. It'd be better to have it flow more smoothly. However, I thought the jerky effect might be okay when showing the arrows coming down in the Japan and USA columns. I mean, just, you know, a little bit there. So basically, these are my comments. And so, you know, let's get the sovereignty displacement video done. And that'll be done completely. And then when we get that done, then we'll go back and look at the entire Cartoon 2 video. And you've done a very good job on that, but there are a few places that need some, you know, minor corrections, or some of the graphics you put in there need to be bigger. I think they need to be bigger in some instances. Okay, so I'll tell you about other changes to the Cartoon 2 video. I'll tell you about that later. Let's get this sovereignty displacement analysis one done first. Okay, thank you very much.